אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, כרך א', עמוד 250.
We're reading from Zohar for all article, you are partners with me, from item 67. And to say to Zion, you are my people. To say means to those gates and words marked one atop the other. To the innovations in the Torah, you are my people. Do not pronounce you are my people ami with a patach in the ayin. You are with me, imi, with a hirik in the ayin, which means partnering with me. As I made heaven and earth with my speech, as it is written, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, you with your words of wisdom have made new heaven and earth. Happy are those who exert in Torah. Reception is called gates that are open to receive. Bestowal through the man is called words. He says the words that are marked one atop the other, clothed in one another. And by that they are marked.
68.
Item 68. But does a new word of any person do it, even when he does not know what he is saying? Come and see that when one who is not proficient in the secrets of Torah innovated words that he does not know how to verify properly, that innovation rises and comes out to that thing. An unreliable man who speaks lies, out of the female of the great deep. He leaps 500 palsaot to receive that thing. He takes it and walks with the thing to his female, and makes a false firmament in her, which is called tohu. The man that the righteous raise to bring contentment to their maker, to benefit the upper one, is called innovated words of Torah. This is so because they are innovated by the upper Zivuk, and through them Zon receive new mochin until they are thus rewarded with establishing heaven and founding earth. By that they become partners with the Creator because through their words heaven and earth are renewed. However, one whose ways are not in the secrets of Torah, who is not proficient in the ways of the Creator, to know how to keep himself from blemishing the upper degrees, says that his aim is for a higher benefit. However, he is misleading himself, for he does not know that it is in his soul to know the scrutiny that he is not aiming for his own needs. His punishment is grave indeed, for he gives power to the Klipot to kill people.
If he doesn't scrutinize exactly his intention,
he innovated words that he did not know how to verify properly, means that he raised man for the upper zivug and did not fully and sufficiently know that it was truly so. In that case, he is an unreliable man who speaks lies and leaps 500 palsaot to receive that thing. An unreliable man who speaks lies, out of the female of the great deep. There are male and female in the Klipot as well. The male is called false, and the female is called lie. This is so because the male Klipah is not as bad as the female. For himself, he's not failing people into lying in the name of the Creator. On the contrary, he speaks well, or so it seems. Yet his eye is evil. As it is written, do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man. He says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. Also, anyone who is captured by him speaks the name of the Creator in vain, for he is separated from the Creator and cannot receive any bounty. It is written, anyone who is proud, says the Creator, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. It is so because when one's aim is to receive his needs for himself, to brag and to boast and so on, he is captured by the authority of that evil-eyed. Thus, the man that he raises does not extend any bounty from above, and he speaks the name of the Creator in vain. For this reason, the male klipa is called false, since the Creator cannot be attached to that man, to dwell with him in the same abode. And a female klipa is called lie. For once the man is caught in the net of the male, who is called false, he has the power to mate with his female, who is an evil and bitter klipa, which fakes the name of the Creator and lies in it. Then she descends and incites, rises and complains, takes his soul from him. For this reason he is called an unreliable man. For first he says to you, eat and drink, meaning he raises man to the Creator and extends abundance for a high need, and seems as though he is from the side of Kedusha, holiness. Afterwards, by the power of his falsehood, he mates with a female of the great deep, and with her lie he takes his soul and kills him. It was said, an unreliable man who speaks lies, out of the female of the great deep, since he turns into speaking lies only by the power of the female of the great deep in which he is associated, and not in and of himself. He leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing. This is so because at their root, zon of tum'ah, the impurity, have only vak and a point. Only vak and a point opposite the zone of kedusha. In that place, they have neither a place nor the power to cling to bina. However, through the man that the lower one raises, he gives the male of tum'ah power to skip over the zat of bina, which are extended into zone of kedusha, who are essentially only 5 sfirot chagatna, called 500 palsa. This is so because the sfirot of bina are regarded as hundreds. And it was said that he leaped 500 palsas to receive that thing because immediately upon the raising of man he obtained the power to leap into a place that is not his. The 5 bottom sfirot chagatna of bina, which are called 500 palsas. To receive that thing refers to the man raised by the man who did not know sufficiently if his aim was to please his maker. He walks with the thing to his female and makes a false firmament in her, which is called tohu. That is, he mates over this man with his female of the great deep, and extends the light of Kedusha to him, to his lot and to his construction, similar to the new heaven of Kedusha that is done by the man of Kedusha. Those heavens that he extended by his Zivug are called the false firmament, with respect to the male, and a firmament of Tohu, with respect to the participation of the Nukva of the Great Deep, which is called a firmament of Tohu. Tohu is the name of the male, and deep is the name of the female. It was said that he made the false firmament through his own self, which is called Tohu, by his association with the deep, the Nukva.
69.
That unreliable man flies in a false firmament 6,000 palsas at once. And once a false firmament stands, a woman of harlotry immediately comes out, holding that false firmament and taking part in it. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she is in that firmament she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so.
We're not forgetting to pray. We're all together praying for the common goal we have, to be connected, so that from that connection we will raise man to the Creator, and then he will create the firmament and be revealed. That's how we bring him contentment. please.
This is so because these mochim that were drawn out to him in that false firmament are from the Sitra Acha opposite the Chochmah of Kedusha, whose numbers are thousands. He flies in the firmament and grips through it 6,000 palsas at once. In six Sfirot Chagat Nehi of Chochmah, which are called 6,000 palsas, since they are from Chochmah. And once a false firmament is established, a woman of harlotry immediately comes out, grips that false firmament, and partakes in it. That is, once the new heaven of the male Klipa, who is called only by the name false, are completed, the female of the great deep discloses her strength, and her strength attacks the firmament to lie in the name of the Creator. She flies in the firmament, and then it is called a firmament of Tohu. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she is in that firmament she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because while she partakes in that firmament, she grows stronger and bigger than the level of the male, since the male grows only to Vak of Chochmah, which are 6,000 palsas, and the Nukva grows through him in 10 complete Sfirot, a complete world, and has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world, a whole world, in 10 Sfirot, in an instant. It is written about it, how long is his anger? A moment. Hence, she has great power for killing thousands and tens of thousands of people. As it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down. And as new heaven and earth for Kedusha are always built by the man of the righteous, the heaven and earth for the Klipot is always built by the man of those who do not know how to truly serve the Creator. As it is written, God has made them one opposite the other. It is written about that, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood. And sin is as cart ropes. Iniquity is male, sin is female, a woman of harlotry. One who sins draws in the iniquity, the male by those false ropes, as it is written, and sin is as cart ropes. This means that he draws into that female who is called sin, who intensifies there to fly and to slay people. This is why it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down. Who cast down? It is she that who sin, who kills people. And who caused it? It was a disciple of the wise who did not achieve teaching, yet teaches nonetheless. The male of Klipa is not as bad as the female because he resembles himself, the Kedusha. As it is written, he says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. This is why he is called false. Yet for this reason he has great power to capture people in his net. And once he has fallen into his net, he comes and mates with his nukva. Then sin is as cart ropes, and she pulls him into the great deep. The falsehood only ties him with ropes and captures him. As it is written, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood. Then he drops him before his female. Then sin is as cart ropes, when the sin drops him into the great deep and kills him. This is why it was said that she is that sin which kills people.
Continue to pray.
Item 71. Rabbi Shimon said to the friends, please do not utter a word of Torah which you did not know or hear from a tree that is as great as it should be, so you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught. They all said, May the Merciful One save us. In other words, if you know for yourselves, it is best. If you do not, you must hear how to properly serve the Creator from a great tree, meaning from a great man who is trustworthy. So you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught.
72.
The Creator created the world with the Torah. We learned that it is written, Then I was beside him, as a master workman, and I was daily his delight. This relates to the Torah with which the Creator was playing 2,000 years before the world was created. He looked at her once, twice, thrice, and four times. And then he told them. In the end, he performed a deed in her, to teach people not to come and err in her. As it is written, then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And to man he said, he saw. It is the first time. Declared it is the second time. Established it is the third time. And also searched it out is the fourth time. Then he told them, as it is written, and to man he said. 73. The Creator created what he created corresponding those four times that are written. And he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And until he did his deed, he first brought four words. As it is written, Bereshit bara Elokim et. In the beginning God created the, thus four. Afterwards it is written, Hashamayim, the heaven, which correspond to four times that the Creator looked in the Torah before he took out his deed for his work. Those four times are Chubtum. Then he saw it, is Chokhmah, and declared it, is Bina. He established it, is Zeranpin, and also searched it out, is Malchut. After those four clothings, the Creator created what he created. This is what the first four words in the Torah imply. As well, Bereshit, in the beginning, is Chokhmah. Bara, created, is Bina. Elohim, God, is Zeranpin. Et, the, is Malchut. And after those four clothings, the Shemaim heavens were made.
Ken Amnon.
Yes, Amnon.
Two things. I wanted to express an impression of the last 2 months of Tishrei and Elul. The world clear between us. Of course, we've ascended a step, a degree, and you passed on to us things that I don't even know how to process yet. But of course, it'll happen with time. Still, I missed the book of Zohar. And my question is, it's clear that what's written were not written for anything in this world. Still, the words, the sentences are understood. Of course, the Torah is writing in the language of people, but how does it come to us in feeling?
Only to demand revelation. You can't understand anything with your brain. Our feeling is false. It's opposite that which is in spirituality. So we don't have the kelim to understand what's written. Only in the reading, pray for the Creator to open up for us the ability to understand, feel, attain that which these sages wrote for us. There's no other chance, but when we read and want by them to also join them, those sages, then we draw upon ourselves the reforming light.
And a prayer that we have during the reading of Zohar, what do we want to express in it exactly?
We want it to be revealed. We want our kelim to be corrected, and in our kelim to see all that is written in the Zohar, that by this we will be adhered to the Creator. That's it.
Of course we pray any time that we study. We're praying. It's a continuous prayer. But in Zohar there's a special prayer. A different force than usual prayers.
I read in the Zohar what's written. I don't know what's written. But like a little child who doesn't understand what's written, but I open my mouth and I look at you, and slowly, slowly, he attains what you're saying. It repeats itself again and again and again, and that's how we build the kelim this way. That's how we'll get to there. It's the same method. Please.
What? The person doesn't have the force to pray. What did I
ask? I'm asking simply. I'm asking for that which I'm hearing, that which I'm reading, for it to have an influence on me. There's a force, a buried force, secret, deep, strong force in there. I want it to influence me. How? I don't know. But you see how people grow in this world. Out of attributing themselves, belonging to something high, slowly their belonging to that high thing opens in them abilities to attain what they belong to.
What's this to do with the text there, that relation here, that the small one needs to relate himself to something bigger? To what am I relating myself?
I'm associating myself to what's written here. I don't know what it is.
So what am I associating myself to?
I have a lack, a deficiency to know where I'm from, what I am, our desire to know our King. And that's all that this book of Zohar talks about. That's why I want to belong to it. In simple words, as much as possible from the heart. What?
There's no grasp to it.
You don't need to grip anything in this. What could you possibly have here?
The text?
In the text, what? You don't understand one word in this text. And that's actually good, because specifically in those texts and tests and all that, it seems to you like you understand. And also in them, you don't understand anything, because your qualities are opposite that which is in the book.
If you don't understand anything, then how do you grasp?
You're holding on to the fact that you want. Only that. I want.
Please.
The donkey driver. Item 74. Rabbi Elazar went to see Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Shimon, son of Lakunia, his father-in-law. And Rabbi Abba was with him. A man was driving their donkeys, meaning leading their donkeys. Rabbi Abba said, "Let us open the doors of Torah." So his job was to poke the donkey so that they would move forward. And Rabbi Abba said, "Let us open the doors of Torah, for now is the time and the hour for our ways to be corrected." Driving means stinging, since it is an alias to the donkey driver because of his custom to sting the donkeys with a needle so they'll go quicker. 75. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "You shall keep my Sabbaths. Come and see the Creator created the world in 6 days. Each day he disclosed his deed and placed his strength in that day." When did he disclose his deed and place his strength? On the fourth day, since those first 3 days were all hidden and not revealed. When the fourth day came, he executed the power of all of them. In that day refers to the Sabbath. The 6 days are Chagat Nehi, and they reveal the perfection of their works and power on the Sabbath day, in Malchut. Each day, he places his strength in the Sabbath day. And why does it say here that it was only on the fourth day? It is because Malchut is called fourth and seventh, a fourth to the patriarchs, Chagat, and a seventh to the sons, Nehi. It is written, the flower buds have appeared in the earth, and the time for pruning has arrived. The flower buds, Chagat, appeared in the earth on the third day, and the time for pruning has arrived on the fourth day. Since then, Malchut was diminished and rose for a second Ebul. Thus, the Malchut was emanated from Chagat on the third day, and was corrected on the fourth day through Netzach of Zeranpin, which is the fourth day. Hence, in that regard, she is considered a fourth to the patriarchs. It is also written, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. In our land is the Sabbath day, which is a sample of the land of the living. Thus, Malchut, which is called Earth, is the Sabbath day, a seventh to the sons, and a matter of fourth and seventh is explained here. It was said that those first 3 days were all concealed and were not revealed, because as long as the degree is deficient of Malchut, it is regarded as hidden and unknown. Upon its obtainment of Malchut, it obtains its perfection. This is the meaning of the 6 days of work and the Sabbath. It would seem as though the 6 work days should be more important than the Sabbath, since Chagat Nehi, which are the 6 days of work, are more important than the Malchut. The Sabbath day, however, each week is separate degree.
However, each is a separate degree.
The work days lack...
Which, during the work days, lacks Malchut. Hence, the degree is hidden, and there is no holiness in it. Since with the absence of Malchut, Gar of lights are absent. And only upon the appearance of Malchut in the degree, the arrival of the Sabbath day, the holiness appears in the entire degree. Meaning during the 6 days of work as well. And holiness is present in the entire week. Similarly, in the 6 days of creation, when the first 3 days were emanated, Chagat, prior to the disclosure of Malchut, they were hidden, without disclosing the Kedusha in them. And when Malchut was emanated on the fourth day, the holiness of all 4 days was revealed. And because the fourth day came, it executed the power of all of them, meaning that the Kedusha appeared in the work and the in potential of all 4 days, since Malchut complements the degree, 76. Because fire, water, and wind are Chagat, the 3 first days, even though they are 3 superior Yesodot, the 3 Sfirot Chagat, they are all relevant, and the complete work was not disclosed before the earth, Malchut, disclosed them. Then the work of each of them was known. 77. But it is written on the third day, let the earth spring forth grass. The earth brought forth grass. Was the disclosure of the work of the earth, Malchut, not on the third day? Indeed, even though it was written on the third day, Tiferet, it was the fourth day, Malchut. It was included in the third day, since Tiferet and Malchut are one without separation. Afterwards, the fourth day disclosed its work of bringing out the craftsmanship of the work of each of the Chagat. Since the fourth day is the fourth leg of the throne, Bina, whose 4 legs are Chagat and Malchut. This is so because since Malchut discloses the holiness of the 3 days, she rose and was mingled in the third day to disclose the unification upon them, since Tiferet and Malchut are one without separation. Afterwards, the fourth day disclosed its work of bringing out the craftsman to his work of each of the Chagat. This is so because on the fourth day, Malchut compensated for only the first 3 days, and afterwards, 3 more days came out. Nehi. This is so because once the Kedusha appeared over the first 3 days, Chagat, the patriarchs, the essence of Zeranpin, who is the craftsman, went out to his work. And the sons, Nehi, were emanated the last 3 days of the 6 days of creation. This is so because the fourth day is the fourth leg of the upper throne, Bina. And Zeranpin is considered a throne to Bina. And as the chair is not completed before the fourth leg is completed in it, Zeranpin, too, is not completed before the Malchut appears in it on the fourth day. And he could not emanate the 3 days Nehi only after its completion.
78.
All the actions of the first 3 days, Chagat, and the last 3 days, Nehi, depended upon the Sabbath day, Malchut, with respect to the Gar and its completion. As it is written, and on the seventh day God completed his work, Sabbath is the fourth leg of the throne, as the Sabbath and the fourth day are both considered Malchut. However, the fourth day is also the Malchut which is included in Zeranpin, in its Tiferet from the Chazer and above. And the Sabbath day is Malchut in a Zivug Zeranpin Panim Bepanim. And even though the first 3 days were completed on the fourth day, they were still not entirely completed in it, and were dependent until the Sabbath. It follows that on the Sabbath, they were completed between the first days, Chagat, and the last days, Nehi, as it is written, and God completed his work on the seventh day in all the labor he has done, all 6 days, including the first 3 days. This is the Sabbath, and this is the fourth leg of the throne. The seventh day is the Sabbath, a seventh to the sons. It is also the fourth leg of the throne, which complements to the patriarchs, too, and Sabbath is their fourth. The reason why the 3 days Chagat were not sufficiently corrected on the fourth day, but need the Sabbath day to complement them, is that on the fourth day there was a diminution in Malchut, called the diminution of the moon. Because of it, she returned for a second Ibu, and her completeness was revealed on the Sabbath day. It follows that the Sabbath day complemented the first 3 days as well. 79. If Sabbath is the Malchut, why does it say, "You shall keep my Sabbaths," which are two? The Sabbath of the eve of Sabbath is Malchut, and the Sabbath of the actual day of Sabbath is Zeranpin, who shines in Sabbath, which is Malchut. They are not separated because they are united panim bepanim and are called two Sabbaths. If according to the first view, the two Malchuts, fourth and seventh, are whole in themselves, it is very clear that the words, "my Sabbaths, fourth and seventh," are two. But if it is not completed on the fourth, but only after it is included in the seventh, then they are only one Sabbath. And why does this text say, "my Sabbaths, too"? It refers to the Zon that illuminates in the holiness of the Sabbath, since the Sabbath day is the male, and the eve of the Sabbath is the female. And there are two Sabbaths included in my Sabbaths, since they are actually one without separation, which is why Zeranpin is also called Sabbath. Okay, any questions? For the time being, this is the introduction, but introduction to this article. It's a very special article. The donkey driver, meaning that there's a force from above which draws our donkey, our will to receive, and makes something that is suitable to reveal the Creator in it. Okay? What do you want?
Shabbat.
What is the Sabbath? Sabbath is against the end of correction. A collection of all the kilim and lights that are included together. What is my Sabbaths? It's as if there are two Sabbaths, but they're not two Sabbaths, but it's both the night and the day which become as one day. Who is Rabbi Shimon inside the ten Sfirot?
Okay, toda.
Don't know. Okay, thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
We're continuing in verse
80.
The donkey driver who was leading the donkeys behind them said, "And why is it written, 'And fear my sanctuary'?" He replied to him, "This is the holiness of the Sabbath." He told him, "And what is the holiness of the Sabbath?" He replied to him, "It is Kedusha, holiness, which is extended from above, from Abba ve'Ima." He told him, "If so, how did you make the Shabbat, the Sabbath, who is not holy in itself, but holiness, Kedusha, lies on it from above, from Abba ve'Ima?" Rabbi Abba said, "So it is, for it is written, 'And call the Sabbath a delight and a sanctification of the Lord's honorable.' Thus, the Sabbath is mentioned separately, and the sanctification of the Creator is separate." He told them, "Then who is the sanctification of the Creator?" He replied to him, "It is the Kedusha that descends from above, from Abba ve'Ima, and hovers over the Sabbath." The donkey driver told him that if Kedusha that is extended from above is called honorable, does it imply that the Sabbath itself is not honorable? But it is written, "And honor it." So is the Sabbath itself honorable? Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Abba, "Leave that man, for there is a word of wisdom in him, which we do not know." They told him, "You tell it." Commentary. He asked him, "And what is the meaning of what is the written, 'And fear my sanctuary'? Because the Sabbath is considered Zon, why are they called my sanctuary? It is because only Abba ve'Ima are called holy." This is why, he told him, "Thus the Sabbath is mentioned separately, and the sanctification of the Creator is separate." By that, he proved to him that the Sabbath itself is considered Zon, that she is not holy on herself, but because Kedusha is extended to her from above. But Abba ve'Ima, who are called holiness, and an extension from Abba ve'Ima, is called sanctifying the Creator, of whom it was said, 'And the sanctification of the Lord, honorable.'" 81. My Sabbaths, it, of, implies the Sabbath zone, 2,000 cubits to each side. This is why he added the word it, of. My Sabbaths, it is the plural form, the upper Sabbath and the lower Sabbath. Two are included together and concealed together. It comes to include the Sabbath zone. Since even though it is written, "Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day," the text added 2,000 outside his place to each direction in the word et. Also, et is the malchut from whose zivug come forth the mochin of Abba ve'Ima, which shine in the Sabbath in the addition of illumination of the zon. This is so because Abba ve'Ima are 2,000, for which the text adds et, which comes to add to it. My Sabbaths refers to the upper Sabbath and the lower Sabbath. The upper Sabbath is Tvuna, and the lower Sabbath is Malchut, Nukva of Zeranpin, which is called Mi and Ma, the upper world and the lower world, included together. This is so because on the Sabbath, Zon rise and clothe Abba ve'Ima. Tvuna and Malchut are included in one another together because the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like him, and they are concealed together. For this reason, Malchut does not become actual Tvuna without recognition between them, because the Mochin of Tvuna are received by Malchut only above, at the place of Tvuna. But in Malchut's own place, below, she does not have these Mochin. In that sense, Malchut is still considered hidden. Also, Tvuna suffers from Malchut's blocking. For because their Mochin are included together, they are also blocked together. It follows that even though Tvuna herself is not under any blocking, since now on Sabbath she is one partsuf with Upper Ima, but because the Mochin is the do not shine in one inclusion with Malchut's Mochin, Malchut's blocking is sensed in the Mochin of Tvuna as well. Meaning Malchut also blocks Bina. 82. Another Sabbath remained, which was not mentioned. She was in shame. And she said before him, O Lord, since the day you have made me, I have been called Sabbath. And there is no day without a night. He told her, My daughter, you are Sabbath, and I have called you Sabbath. But behold, I am crowning you with the highest crown. He passed on a manifest saying, Fear my sanctuary. This is the Sabbath of the eve of the Sabbath, which is fear, and in whom there is fear, which the Creator mingled together and said, I am the Lord. Where I is the Malchut, the eve of the Sabbath. The Lord is Zeranpin, and in the words, I am the Lord, they were mingled together. And I heard from my father who said so and made the precision that the word et includes the Sabbath zone, my Sabbaths, in plural form, and the circle and square within it, which are two Sabbaths. And opposite those two, there are two sanctities that we should mention. One, which is, thus the heaven and the earth were completed, and one is the Kiddush, the sanctification. There are 35 words in the blessing, thus the heavens and 35 words in the Kiddush that we sanctify. All together, they add up to 70 names in which the Creator and the Assembly of Israel are crowned. 83. And because those circles and square are my Sabbaths, both are included in the keep. As it is written, keep my Sabbaths. But the upper Sabbath is not included in the keep, but in the remember. Since the upper king, Bina, was completed in the remember. This is why Bina is called a king that pieces his. Since his peace is remember. Hence, there is no dispute above. Commentary. Another Sabbath remained, which is not mentioned. It is the Malchut of Malchut, which is called the middle point, which does not receive Mochin during the Sabbath day as well. Since she is the Manula, the lock herself, and all the Mochin come only in the Miftacha, in the key, Yesod of Malchut. And since she did not receive Mochin, she was in shame. Another Sabbath remained, which was not mentioned, the middle point, which did not receive Mochin and was in shame. She argued, since the day you have made me, in the beginning of my emanation in the world of Ak, I have been called Sabbath. All the Mochin were imparted by me, because there was no other Malchut in Ak, but only the middle point, which was diminished only during Tzimtzum Bet, to the world of Atzilut. She also argued, there's no day without a night. This is very beautiful, because she argued that even on the first day it is written, and there was evening and there was morning one day, meaning that the unity appears over day and night together. Thus, was a night not mentioned on the Sabbath of Bereshit? It is so because no night is written on the seventh day of the act of creation. And the Creator told her, you are a Sabbath for the future, in the seventh millennium, on a day that is all Sabbath. I have called you Sabbath since the day I made you in the world Ak. But behold, I am crowning you with the highest crown. In other words, the Creator raised her so she would serve in the Gan of the Partzufim. For she was established as Malchut of Upper Abba Ve'ima, unknown Avir. Upper Abba Ve'ima are called the Holy of Holies. She too is in the Upper Holiness. And it was said that he passed on a manifest saying, fear my sanctuaries. Since through her correction in Upper Abba Ve'ima, she became a sanctuary, which is written, fear my sanctuaries. It follows that now Malchut has gained the upper crown more than she has had in the world of Ak, since there she was using the siyum of the Sfirot in her stead. And now she rose to serve in the place of Gal in Upper Abba Ve'ima, which are called the Holy of Holies. This is why it was said, behold, I am crowning you with the highest crown. This is the Sabbath of the Eve of Sabbath, which is fear and in whom there is fear. Malchut is called fear because a tzimtzum was on her to not receive into her own quality. Thus she does not use the Or Yashar from above downwards into her own essence, but only the Or Chozer, when she is corrected with a masach, with a tremor and a shudder, so the light will not transverse her from the masach down. Now, upon her ascent to the upper holiness of Abba Ve'ima, there is upper fear in her, since the upper havaya of Abba Ve'ima is in her. This is the eve of the Sabbath day that was now erected, as she argued. There is no day without a night. And this is the Sabbath of the Eve of Sabbath. The quality of night was also included in the Sabbath day. And the fear that is in it is that the Creator included together and said, I am the Lord, since the upper Havaya of Abba Ve'ima is included in her, and said, I am the Lord. To interpret that, Rabbi Elazar brings the words that he heard from his father. The image of the circle indicates that the light shines there equally in all the places, and there is no din there at all, for which any change should occur in the measure of illumination. The image of the square indicates that there are dinim there, for which one should distinguish between right and left, east and west. Hence the Rosh is regarded as being shaped as a circle with respect to the body, which is a square. Since there are no dinim in Gal, Rosh, and there are dinim in the Guf, for which there are right and left in the Guf, face and posterior. The Sabbath is that the Zon rise and clothe Abba Ve'ima, who are considered Upper Sabbath and Lower Sabbath, mingled together. The Upper Sabbath, Abba Ve'ima, are considered a circle, and the Lower Sabbath, Zon, Guf, are regarded as a square. Hence, on Sabbath, the Zon and the square rise and mingle with Abba Ve'ima, who are in a circle. This is why it is written, my Sabbaths, to include two Sabbaths, Upper Sabbath, a circle with a square in it, and the Lower Sabbath, which rose and mingled with it. Thus, the Mochin of Chochmah are called 70 names, or 70 crowns, since Ein, I, implies Chochmah. And since those Mochin appear only through the ascent of the Lower Sabbath to the Upper One, the Mochin divide over both, half of them to the Upper Sabbath, and half of them for the Lower Sabbath. Hence, in the blessing and completed, there are 35 words, which are half the Mochin that are in the Upper Sabbath. And in the Kiddush itself, there are 35 words as well, implying to half the mochin on the lower Sabbath. These are the mochin in which the assembly of Israel, Malchut, the Sabbath, is crowned. And since the circle and the square are mingled together in my Sabbaths, the mochin of the circle are also discerned as keep, like the square. Although keep indicates din and boundary, from which one should keep on the upper Sabbath, which is a circle, there is no din. Still, out of its mingling together with the Sabbath of a square, there is also the matter of keep in them. The upper Sabbath itself is included in the remember, not in the keep, since the upper king, Bina, was complemented in the remember. And there is no din in it all, at all, of which it will be fitting to say keep, since there is keeping only in the Nukva. However, with respect to the upper Sabbath being included in the lower Sabbath, there is keeping in both of them together, but not in the upper Sabbath itself. And peace is his, is remember. Hence, there is no dispute above. Since the upper king, Bina, me, who was complemented, completed in the letter Yud, is male, Kelim, indicating that there is no dispute there at all, without din. This is why it is called a circle. But the lower Sabbath, Ma, was completed in the letter He, where there is therefore a dispute in her, right and left. This is why it is called a square.